inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We check for signs of life in our yard and garden in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. But you didn't give us the rest of the story. How does Juneau compare in rainfall compared to the other cities?
I promise that will come tomorrow. So listen to Morning Edition tomorrow morning, and we'll have the answer for you. But kind of going back to our headline here, how do we find out if, for example, the trees and our vegetables, they are suffering from lack of rainfall or lack of water? Do they wilt, or is there some other sign?
Yeah, and truly, I don't know that we are suffering from lack of rainfall yet, although lack of snowfall leads to lack of water in our pipes, et cetera, et cetera. So at this point, moisture stress isn't the problem unless it's in a greenhouse where we are controlling that. But outdoors, looking at, you mentioned earlier about wilting, and I have seen, certainly this is more generally applies to the newly planted trees and shrubs and small plants, vegetable plants and all that. If they aren't getting enough water, they tend to wilt. If it's a leafy tree, it's much more easy to tell than on an evergreen, that again, the leaves will droop compared to where they are, and hopefully if it doesn't go on too long that they shrivel. But a lot of the problem that we are seeing in and around Juneau, I suppose it could be kind of lack of rainfall because their roots are dead. If the roots are dead, they can't take up the moisture that the tree or the shrub or the vegetable plant needs. And that's most likely what happened because of this winter that we had, which was cold and dry. So I guess it's all connected here. Cold and dry and no snow cover, so that the frost penetrated deeply and killed roots, resulting in them not being able to take up the moisture that we may have.
Now, there were some vegetables, I think, around town that kind of suffered because of the cold overnight temperatures late last month. How does that show up?
Well, not just overnight, but even during the daytime. Our temperatures just weren't warming, and really now aren't warming up as much as we might like. So the more tender stuff, like cucumbers, squash, tomatoes, if we got them out early, and some of mine did go out early and suffered for it because it was too cold out there. I mean, they are semi-tropical plants. So, and some plants, mine as well as others, got sunburned because we didn't harden them off, get them gradually used to outdoor temperatures from growing in our nice, cushy indoor conditions. So both of those contribute. If it was nice, steady, and warm, nighttime temperatures up in the 50s or higher, we haven't had that. It's been in the 40s pretty much every day, every night. Those that I've seen in greenhouses that have a little bit of heat, the plants have been doing great. I've seen some tomato plants that are 2 to 3 feet tall and flowering and even have small green tomatoes on them. So bottom line, there is consistent temperatures, warming temperatures are what our tender stuff needs. But our garden vegetables, even the cool weather crops, are growing slowly by comparison. I mean, I just finally healed my first planting of potatoes this past weekend. So again, it's growing very slowly, so the cold is all affecting it. And then looking at those trees and shrubs that are trying to leaf out, and some of them leafed out a little bit, and they have turned brown and dropped their leaves, that's a pretty good indication that it's time to replace those.
Okay.
And for some plants, these are plants that may have been in the ground for 5, 10, 15 years that were severely affected by this winter.
Okay, so back to the ones that may have suffered from the cold or may not have been hardened off properly, we might see some discoloration in the leaves, right?
Yeah, again, for both, the symptom looks pretty much the same, yellow to white, whitened leaves, like on a cucumber plant, where either cold or the hardening off, you know, the one, it's opposite, but it's the same. So one is sunburn, one is cold shock.
Okay.
The symptoms look the same, and if they don't survive, you got to plant some more and hope that the rest of the summer is warm enough so they can grow and mature and bear fruit or whatever sort of vegetable parts that we want.
Now, for the shrubs or the larger plants and the trees, is there a way that you can check the plant itself, the tree itself, to see if it's still alive?
Sure. I mean, take our thumbnail, or if you don't have strong thumbnails like I do, a small knife, and scratch the bark. And start up higher in the branches, and then take a little scratch through and see if it's green underneath the outer brown bark. And work your way down the tree, and you may find that the upper parts, they're still green underneath there, but it's actually brown right there above ground level. And so that's a good indication that this tree is dead, it just doesn't know it yet. Or if it's dropped its leaves, it's unlikely, unless there's new buds sprouting now. Some things may be, some rhododendrons are doing that, but otherwise it may be replacement time.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk. You're on KTOO Juno. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams.